Grey Highlands Council is planning significant changes to its Economic Development Advisory Committee. The biggest change adopted by Council will see public volunteers eliminated from the committee. Council made the decision at a committee of the whole meeting held on July 24 to discuss the terms of reference and future direction of the municipality's 18 committees and boards. In a report on the matter, municipal staff made recommendations about changes and adjustments to the current committee structure. The report suggested the municipality's Economic Development Advisory Group, which currently features 2 members of council and 6 public volunteers, be revamped into a committee that would be comprised of 3 members of council only. After a lengthy discussion on the issue, council agreed with the staff recommendation almost in its entirety, other than a slight amendment that would see the new committee continue to meet every 2 months instead of quarterly as recommended by staff. The change will also enable the new committee to receive public delegations about economic development issues. Members of council serving on the group at this time admitted that the current structure wasn't working and was becoming frustrating for the volunteers serving on the committee. "That committee is struggling a little bit. I see the frustration from the committee members," said Mayor Paul McQueen. Deputy Mayor Dane Nielsen, the other council member on the committee, echoed the mayor's comments and said the mandate of the Economic Development Group was an issue. "The volunteers, on committees, view the committees as action committees. The volunteers want to see an action take place," said Nielsen. "It is kind of circling. There is no clear direction of where the Economic Development Advisory Group can go." Nielsen suggested an overall committee should be focused on policies that encourage and promote economic development, while a specific project, he used the possible creation of an industrial park in Markdale as an example, would have its own task force with a prescribed mandate. Sal Karen Govan said a committee consisting of just council members would be an advantage for the municipality. She said often initial economic development ideas and projects are discussed by municipal officials in closed session, which limits what can be said publicly. She also said a committee of councillors would have the ability to meet with developers or businesses to discuss potential initiatives. Council voted unanimously to make the changes. The decision will come back to the next regular council meeting for ratification.